Hi, unfortunately, the interview I did yesterday didn't upload for whatever reason, so I just wanted to just give a couple of thoughts about the game yesterday. Obviously, huge disappointment with the defeat. It was a strange old game. It seemed like there was two teams that seemed to have their minds elsewhere, and it, you know, for a semi-final of a cup, it's, I think I've said before, it's a nightmare having a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday type thing for a prestige, a competition which we saw as a prestige competition. But you know, when it comes in on a Thursday after a really tough game on the Tuesday, it just seemed to have that feel about it for both teams. So from that point of view, it's a shame that it went that way. On the day, we, you know, how depleted we are as a squad already, even on Tuesday, and we unfortunately lost Rossi to work and Brett Stanley and Craig Stanley away on family holiday for a week. Excuse me. So, yeah, we were even more depleted. So we picked a team. We wanted to get through, desperately wanted to get through, but it just didn't happen for us from start to finish. I thought for the first hour, you know, we were, yeah, I thought we were the better team. Had a fair few chances. There wasn't much in the game in the first half, although we should have scored a couple of goals. Second half, we had three or four very good chances to score, which we didn't take. And then for the last 20, 25 minutes, half an hour, they, you know, they come into the game. They introduced some of their better players. I know they'd rested three or four of their usual sort of big guns, and they came on and they made a difference. Added some impetus to their game. We didn't have the luxury of being able to do that, and you know, they took a stranglehold in the game and had a couple of good chances. One, Jordan made a good save, and then a really, really poor goal from our point of view. Should have dealt with it several times, and they've got themselves along the goal line where we should have easily stopped them. Well, that was a good play from the lad, and he's crossed it in, and the lad's tapped it in. So unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of time to bounce back from that. We had, a couple of little half chances after that, but it didn't really happen. And, you know, we've lost the game and we've gone out of the cup with a bit of a whimper, really, which is a real, real shame. You know, there's a few cups now that we've done very well in, and partly to the fact of playing so many games in a short pace of time, we've not really given the focus to it that we would have liked to have done. Good luck to Tadley. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. I'm really was impressed with them. They're a good side. Danny Dolan's done a good job there, and I wish them well. I hope they get promoted. They've got a good little setup there. It's a nice facility. The pitch wasn't great, but you know, not many pitches are at this stage. It was very bobbly and difficult to play on, and both teams, once they tried to play, struggled with it. But yeah, you know, good luck to them, and I wish them well in the final, and I hope they get promotion as well. From our point of view, that's just disappointing that, again, it's a bit of an after the Lord Mayor show. After such a good day against Egham, we've let ourselves down. It was just unrecognisable. The team was just totally unrecognisable in the way that we played. Compared to that day, anyone who was there and saw both games will say it just didn't look like us. And for whatever reason, that happened. We've now got to rebuild and go again for Kings Langley. That'll be a very tough game. They're now the second, but they've got the game in hand. They will go top, so the league title's in their hands at the moment, and our result against Egham sort of put them in that position. They're a good club at Kings Langley, and we'll look forward to our visit there. Some nice people, and we'll do our very best to you know, to give them a tough game. Hopefully we can patch enough lads up. There's quite a few still carrying niggles that have had to play, and hopefully we can get them through the game, and we can see if we can give them, as I said, a tough game. Moving on from that, we've got a free week, which we're looking forward to. Hopefully we can patch a few more up before the last game, and then we've got the Camberley game, and it's our last opportunity in a cup. So still lots to play for, still been a brilliant season. You know, the defeat yesterday won't mask that, and won't dampen our good feeling about the season. But it's just a real shame that we've missed out an opportunity to have a nice showpiece at the end of the season. And I thought the players deserved that. But on the showing of yesterday, no, they didn't deserve it. So, start lesson for the lads. Got to put it in. And every time you step on a pitch, got to give your very best to try and perform. Doesn't matter who the opposition is. You know, I think some of them thought that it just had to turn up, and it just wasn't the case. They're a good side. We told them they were good. We'd had them watched, and they were a good side. So yeah, disappointing to lose. And we look forward to Saturday. Once again, apologies that the interview didn't upload and you've had to have me rambling on, but I didn't want anyone to think that we that I was not given an interview because I was disappointed with the loss, but I just wanted to put some thoughts on record for everyone to hear. And we'll get back to normal on Saturday. Thank you. Bye.